And finally, a shout out to Big Fatty at Big Fatty Online for no other reason than I haven't pimped out his show and been on his broadcast for the longest time. And Rabbit, it is December 1st as I record this, so pinching a punch. Love you, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Pinching a punch. You, Big Fatty.
Rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3367 of the BFO for far right. Hey, the month of June 2021, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, Big Fatty, you're just going to be a whore and open your presents, aren't you? Yes. Suitors, Big Fatty. I didn't know that the suitors had unionized. Yes, they have. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Hey, New Year's Day is going well. Y'all, your union suitors, because y'all, I'm recording this. Prior to the ball drop, Big Fatty, yours dropped years ago. They still hit the water when you sit on the toilet. It's true. But y'all, New Year's Eve, the far right at Fatty's group gets together and we put on our nasty pig union suits and we watch the ball drop and drink and make merry. And who is Mary? I didn't know Mary was coming. No. But have some good food and then. New Year's morning, nobody gets out on the road New Year's Eve because you know that's for Daniel Bieber said the same thing on that Elvis show. It's for amateurs. That's the word, amateurs. Yes, Big Fatty. So everybody stays over at the villa and we get up New Year's morning, we have the good Cajun Marys, Bloody Marys, and then we have steaks on the grill, and bacon and scrambled eggs, and grits, and hash brown potatoes, and who knows what else we might have. Big Fatty, it sounds like you might have indigestion.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess y'all today, the warmth of a G. Y'all, we're in potent celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person used to see him on when Gavin did his little show and all, and he does that matinee Mucinex with old Stinkpot, and I think he. He and Stinkpot and his husband, no, not Big Fatty, I didn't know Stinkpot had a husband. No, this person and his husband and Stinkpot, they go to some sort of furry convention or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty, Stinkpot goes as a chicken. Anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than DJ Starsage. Oh, Big Fatty, we know DJ Starsage. It's true. Y'all, I don't know if he's on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, but if you see him on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Yeah, listen, now, y'all, I mentioned on yesterday's little show that I'd gotten a kid from my number one straight boyfriend down there in the future. It's already New Year's there as I'm recording this. And, y'all, let's just see what we got here. It's a grandma card. And let's see what we got. Oh! Look at that, it's Santa Claus, and he's got his surfboard. Big Fatty, he looks like he's put on his moobs. His moobs are huge, it's true. And you open it up and it says, wow, this card actually made it. I was in a daze when I was writing your address on the envelope. Let's see what we got here. It says, oh, he's addressed it to North Carolina South. But it got to me. smashed my car today. Oh, no. And I'm still a bit shaky. Oh, Big Fatty. Thanks for getting us through another year. If there was one stable thing this year, it was you. Big Fatty, that's terrible. You're a beautiful man. Hope you hit on one of these. Hopefully my bad luck today is good luck for you. Merry Crema, your international straight boyfriend, XO. And y'all, he has included not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. Scratch-offs, the instant scratch-offs, and y'all, I'll have to open those later on. But Straight Bob, thank you so much for that, and I hope you're doing well. I don't know when that car accident was, but it's been a while. And now, y'all, I've got a package here that I want to open. Hey, I'm very scared. I don't understand what that is. You go turn the music off, and I'll take care of this. Okay, Big Fatty. Hello.
Happy New Year, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your Aussie Butler. It is 12:50 a.m. in the morning, the 1st of the 1st, 2021. New Year's Eve is over, and I'm going to bed, but not alone. Listen, I just called to say that, I don't know, for me, 2020 was a good year. And I've been seeing all these people poo-pooing 2020 and how bad it's been and blah, blah, blah. But seriously, what's really been bad about 2020? For me, it's been probably the best year out of about the last 10 or 15. So, yeah, happy days. Okay, bye. I hope you make it to 2021 eventually in America.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie Batman. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. First call of the new year. Yo, by the way, I'm all called up on voice letters, so yes, Big Fatty. Scotty, you're going to have to call back. Because you said you were going to the love chamber, but not alone. Big Fatty, shall we play the mystery date music? Well, maybe when he calls back, we'll play that. Yeah, Big Fatty, we didn't play that very much this past year. It's true, we didn't. Scotty, I'm glad 2020 was a good year for you. There are several people it's been a good year for. And, it hasn't been a terrible year for Big Fatty. But I'm retired, y'all, so my life didn't really change that much. Scotty, thank you so much for the call. And yes, Big Fatty, I'm going to go turn the music back on so you can open your gift at. Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, well, thank you, Poodle. This package, y'all, I know it's from my Northeast straight Batty, because he calls me Figs Batty. So y'all, we're just gonna open it up here. Oh, God. Okay. Let's see what we. Oh, it's a box in a box. It's a box in a box. How about that? And let's just. It looks like the skulls take this one. Let's just open that up and. By the way, Northeast Straight Daddy, I need your address if you want a credit card. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, look! It's, what is it? It is... Y'all, oh my God, y'all, you've got to stop doing this shit. It's not Melba Toast. It's not Melba Toast, but as in whole, Big Fatty, that's trademarked. Oh God, I can't get it out. It is, y'all, it is Melba Sauce. Classic style Melba Sauce with black and red raspberries. Melba Sauce with black and red raspberries is made with a combination of pureed and strained black and red raspberries. It has a smooth and fluid texture and intense berry flavor. Typically served over peach Melba, this rich sauce can also be used as a luscious topping for cakes, tots, and yogurt, and even brufka's foods such as oatmeal and pancakes. Big Betty, they can't use it on Melba Toast? Well, I don't know. Dan, you ain't right. thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, and I wonder if you could just take that Melba sauce and pour it over your all your straight boyfriend. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? It's best that you play the calm, happy music today, because I'm sure the eye of the dog, and what is it? The something about a dog being in your mouth or something. And yes, everybody's over celebrated, perhaps. And the calm, happy music probably made that a little easier. Yes, Big Fatty. What did I do after I talked to you yesterday? Let's see. Got up on, that's right, this is Thursday that I'm telling you about. So Wednesday night, y'all, I watched the sports ball, and y'all, I didn't eat any supper because I'd had that sandwich and chips at lunchtime, but I did piddle around and have a little snackette on some crema cookie cookeries. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all headed to bed, and y'all, it's hot. It's hot here in South Kakalaki. Y'all, New Year's Eve, y'all, the high today was 70. Well, let's just look. It's the high is going to be 73 degrees. And so I did not open up the windows in the love chamber because, y'all, the lows are in the 60s and I don't need the humidity. And, y'all, it's supposed to be raining here. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Saturday and Sunday. So I think we're all going to have soggy bottoms. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about that. Anyway, slept like a baby. Y'all, I didn't want to get up. In fact, I woke up Thursday morning and I just rolled right back over because, y'all, it was raining outside and it was dark. And so I just rolled back. I didn't get out of the love chamber until about about 8:30 a.m. in the morning, I think. But I got up and I had a little brufkas and did my Sudoku. Y'all couldn't get the Sudoku today. I don't know what I did wrong, but it was a level 3. Oh, big fatty. And but I just couldn't get it. But after that, y'all, I was having to, I went on my nipple walk. I had to go on a couple of different ones because I had to dodge the showers. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, they bring May flowers. No, these are December showers. Oh, never mind. I did get my nipple walks in, closed my nipple-sized ring on my Apple clock. Y'all, I gotta tell you something about the Apple clock. I forgot to tell it to start, recording, my exercise. And y'all, about 10 minutes into the nipple walk, it buzzed me. And it says, it looks like you're taking your nipple walk. Would you like to start the exercise timer? I said, yes. And y'all, it went back and started 10 minutes earlier when I had actually started it. So I was thrilled to death that I didn't lose that 10 minutes. And y'all, then I came back here to the house and started getting everything looking nice at the villa for New Year's Eve. Oh, y'all, Wednesday night, I also made up a new batch of little ham sandwiches. And anyway, y'all, then I started making cheese cookies. And y'all, young Nicholas got off early. Big Fatty, we do not need to hear about what him getting out of work. Oh, that's very different. Yes, it is. And he came on by, and he's been here helping me around the villa. He's been my taste tester on the cheese cookeries. Y'all, I cooked the first batch on the pans that I usually use, and they were just perfect. And y'all, I went to take out the second batch, and I had put them on a different set of pans. Y'all, they were raw in the middle. Y'all, I couldn't believe that the difference in pans made a difference in cooking. And I know that Tim and Alexa is going, well, of course it does, Big Fatty. but anyway, and then, so I've been cleaning up and everything. Y'all hadn't even had my share yet, but I wanted to get the little show done so you'd have a little something to make your headache throb, or Big Fatty, we don't need to make anything throb on anybody. Well, you're probably right. And y'all, I think that's all I've got here. Let me just look here one last time. Y'all, basically, today, at the start of the new year, I can basically sum it up by saying, I got nothing. Big Fatty, what else is new? Oh, dear, I guess y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely New Year's Day and New Year's weekend. I know that Mean King, you know, he's the official sports ball correspondent for the BFO. I know he's touching himself inappropriately. Yes, Big Fatty. And Mean King, maybe you can call in and give us a report as to who you think's gonna win the sports ball. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Steve the Tater from the Airplane Show. And Steve, what's your favorite way to bring in the new year?
Pinching a punch for you, Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like a rehearsal for the ballet theater. No, we don't pinch.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.